The parsha Vayera, you have the parsha of the Nisayon of Avram. Ve'yachad v'meilu v'alekim Nisayas Avram. So you have a whole mitzias here, a chelik of interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria that's called Nisayon. I mean, the Pashto Pshat, where we are ruggled to understand the word Nisayon as meaning a hard job. In other words, a person has difficulties in doing a certain mitzvah or a munah, whatever it is, and the person overcomes his difficulties. But the mashmos is not that it's just difficult, more difficult, because lechura in the gedorim of lefum tzara agra, there is a tremendous amount of gradations from a little hard to very hard to extraordinarily hard and so on. The mashmos here is a nisoyin is clearly categorized as a certain type of hardship. And Avraham Avinu is the first person that there was a p'chin of nisoyin, and you have, the Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was menasa Avraham with asor nisyonos. I'm sure that in the Mahalach of Avoda, there was a thousand things that were difficult. I mean, going and opening up the standing for the Orchim in a hot sun, those are all nisyonos. And yet there's 10 very clear nisyonos. There are things that are categorized as a nisyon. Not only just that it's difficult, but it's a nisyon. And we have to try to understand, what is the nekud of nisyon? At what point does the Fum Tzayir Agra become a get of nisyon and is categorized as such? And what is the tachlis of nisyon? What is the nekud of nisyon, the Bria? A second inyan, in this world of Nisayon, Chazal pegged two people as being the, so to speak, the prototypes of Nisayon. One of whom was Oymid bin Nisayon, one of whom was Feld bin Nisayon. The Chazal Amash v'dezelu Masei Avram and Iyav. Avram and Iyav, the Gemara Bava Basra goes through a lot of similarities. Avram in the Torah says, Velekim Nisas Avram. By Iyov, the whole Sefer Iyov is the Sefer of Nisayon. The Chazal air over there that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Satan, who's the best person he saw? He said Avram. He says, what about Iyov Avdi? And he says, I will try to make Nisyonos, and you'll see that he'll fail. The whole Sefer of Iyov, the way Chazal bring it, is a Zelu Maser of to Avram. So the understanding of the difference is, this was very difficult. He was able to jump the bar, and he just couldn't do it. But Chazal say, it's not Iyov B'Torah as a person, it's not Avram B'Torah as a person, it's Iyov B'Torah as Umas Olam. Chazal say, similarly to the way they say about Bilam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maimed one Navi to Umas Olam, he was Maimed one person to Umas Olam, Iyov, and versus Avram, and Iyov failed, Avram didn't. There's a nekuda, central nekuda, not just that he wasn't strong enough, but just like Bilam's nevuah wasn't short of Moshe Rabbeinu, but there was a different nekuda that was a problem. Or here also, there was a different nekuda that was a problem. And it's hard to be mafkin what is nekuda. I mean, the Pasuk, Chazal pointed out, the Pasuk says more about Iyov than it says about Avram. It says, by Avram, it says, Ati Dati Kirel Kimata. By Iyov, it says, Ish Tam V'Yoshi Re'elu Kim. The Pasuk says that about him to start, at the start of the day, not at the end of the day. And by Avram, it says, Ati Yodati. Aleidovahu. The Chazal pointed out also certain mitzvahs that Iyov was Mevater on a Pruta in Mamanis also, which Avram didn't do. V'chulu. So understanding the contrast between two, what is the Nekuda, the contrast in? In Sefer Iyov itself, there's a puzzling Nekuda. I mean, there's many, many puzzling Nekudos, but there's a very puzzling Nekuda. Iyov started to, once everything hit home, he started to be Mecharev and Megadev. His friends came and told him, no, Chas V'Sholem, how can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything b'mishpat, b'dinu, b'tzedek, and so on and so forth. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Iyov's friends, you should know, you're wrong, you're dead wrong, Iyov is right. So what's the taina to Iyov? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the teretz, whatever teretz he gives. But, if his friends are wrong, his friends came along and said, you must have not very, you probably didn't know, and so on and so forth. And if they're wrong, so Iyov's right. So why is that taina to Iyov? The result of the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata yadati, ki reali kim, ki ata yadata. So Rashi says, Me'ata yeshli malahoshiv lesotn, ula umos hatmehim, maichi basetzcha. You know, he says, I finally have a teretz to give to Mesoilam. Yeshli pischin pe achshav, she royim ki reali kimata. You know, I now have a pischin pe that I can tell people that you're reali kim. So I can finally answer. It's as if the tachlis of the Akedah with the awesome mohus of the Akedah that he's going to shecht his son, and it's such an intense experience that Sarah died from it, and he needed it. So when the Goyim says, why do you favor Kal Yisrael? He can answer that he favors them because of the Akedah. I mean, that they're doing Tayag mitzvahs, that the need to answer. I mean, we once spoke about the Reb Yitzchok, you know, that he needed to have a Pischon Peh for Mesoilam when they come and they ask, why is it that he gave them Eretz Yisrael? It almost seems the same thing, that the whole Nisoyin is to give them Mesoilam a Pischon Peh. It's a double that's very strange. One more Nekuda. It says, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokem Ahu Hashem Yireh. So Avram called the place Hashem Yireh, which we call Hashem Yireh. So Rashi explains it was a Geta Tefillah. The Goyen says in Shir Hashirim, he says Chiluke Dargis. In other words, Avram was describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he appeared to him. And Moshe Rabbeinu writing the Torah describes it in his terms. Biuroi, ki Avram hayrid ashkina laaretz sheyedu hakol eichshu mashkiach bekol v'yideh roze oylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Shechina down into the world so that everybody becomes aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach and everything and knows everything. Moshe hayrid ashkina lemishkin beinenu. Moshe brought down the Shechina to the Mishkan. She yasigu akol loisei. That everybody should be masigim. Kwa shekosev ros ha-shif ha-yam v'chulu. V'zeh bi'uroi v'yikra Avram yireh sh'akadosh baruch hu roi akol ashe om ha-yoyim b'shekosev Moshe sa-teireh behar Hashem yiroi ki hu nireh kwa shekosev yachsos alikim. So the Goyen explains that in Avram's darga it was Hashem yireh. He brought down the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach and the Lamas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, it became Hashem Yiroi. So the Tachlis, the Hemshech of the Akedah starts with a Darga of Hashem Yiroi, and then it becomes Hashem Yiroi. So let's try to understand the Mahalach Nisoyin that we're talking about, what the Mahus of Nisoyin is and so on. The mocker for what I'm saying is the Sefer Mir Seinayim that's written by the Chernobyler, Nachum Chernobyler, very famous from the Gedolei Chassidus, his from first Eiris. He says in the Parshas Ve'era on Chaval the Ovdim Lo Mishtakhim. So he explains the Moles of Nisoyen Tavram Avinu and the Moles of Nisoyen B'meila, what Nisoyen is always. He says the following, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away Das, Nisoyin is not the hardship, if it's harder to do it. For instance, if a person is in a situation where he has to expend more energy, that's not quite Nisoyin. I can't, if I tell a person to walk 10 miles, and he's only ruggled to walk 8 miles. So if he pushes himself, he walks 10 miles. So he may not want to, he may not have cheshik, but that's not a nisoyen in a very, very grand sense. On the other hand, to ask a person for something that he's not capable of, Lamashal, ask a person to walk 100 miles. He can't. That's not a nisayon either. But there's something, there is another area that it's shayach to call, to demand something of a person that we call a nisayon. Every person has a guf, and he has das that commands the guf. So the person is asked to use his das for all maisim, for all mitzvahs, and maisim toivim. That's what we tell a person. When a person learns Musa, we say that the person is doing it without Musa, he's bali das, he's chasa das, almost the synonym for Musa is that a person should think and understand and know what he's doing, v'chulu, and so on. But let's say you take a person's das away. You put the person in a situation which totally confounds his das. A person is paralyzed. Just like it says by Mitzrayim, the choshech was so dark that they couldn't do anything. It doesn't mean dafka that it was a physical heavy thing, like it was vapor that was very heavy. When you walk into a room that's pitch dark and you freeze, you can't move because your hands and feet can go, but without seeing what you're doing, to driving blind, a person doesn't want to walk blind. I mean, even if it's not going to come a terrible accident, but just a person doesn't function when he can't see what he's doing. A person who sometimes has a terrible decision to make, and he doesn't know what to do. In other words, it's not the pshat, he has to undergo chasom, a terrible operation, it just needs a lot of courage and so on. But the shailah should do this or should do this. And the person doesn't know, usually he's gripped with paralysis. Because without das, a person can't function. A person doesn't function as rightfully fit. A person doesn't function without das. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the single most difficult nekuda for a person to function, is without the benefit of das. So what do you expect from a person? So let's take a mashal. When a person is in a battlefield, there are bombs exploding all over. Bechlal, if you see a person, God forbid, people who are caught in some sort of terror attack, there's an explosion, people freeze, they panic, they don't know what to do. It's a ghetto where there's a complete lack of das, and people react like that without being able to do anything. A soldier, you expect to act under such circumstances. There's no time to sit and to use das and say, like this, or maybe this, or maybe the other. The person has to function without das. So what we need to do is, we need to use a situation of das and it train the body so that even when the das is not there, the body does as is. Or train the body to rely on a command. So whatever instructions you're given, you do them. You're samech on someone else's das, on an outside das. So even you without the das, but the way you ingrain in a person to function such matziv is the body itself becomes ruggle. It's almost as if the body has its a built-in das. And more important, you're samech on the das of the commander telling you, shoot here, run this way, crouch, and so on. That is a situation of a person without das. So nisyonis are a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu confounds a person, where a person is, where his das is taken away, and then he's told to act. That is what nisyon with a capital Nun is. The Maral says that the word, in Asar Nisyonis, the Maral says that the word nisyon comes from the word nes, because it's something that, a nisyon is something out of the teva, extraordinary. So, look, and that's why there's the same shayush. If we're talking about an impediment, it's just that the person himself, it's hard to do it. As hard as it is, I don't think it counts. We think of a nisayin to come to shachris. It's difficult. But I don't think anyone would categorize it as a nes, at least not for most people, to come for shachris. It's not extraordinary. It's not chutz in derech hateva. But so what does it mean that a nisayin is expecting the chutz in derech hateva? So the teretz is teva seichel. Teva is part and parcel of the world of seichel. In other words, when we say there is a world of teva, counter world of teva, it means that things are organized, things are recurrent, things have a logic in how they work, they have a pattern. All of those mahalchim that we attribute to teva are really seichel compatible, das compatible. The study of nature includes all those things that have arrangements that fit into the world of logic in its broadest form. So things are consistent, they are patterned, there's clear cause and effect, they're predictable. That's the key word to it. I can always be sure if I know how strong I make the building, I know exactly how much strength it can bear. If I know how strong the storm is, I know how well the building will hold up. Those are all part of Gidrei Teva. Nisayin is the pchelik that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away from a person his das. That's what the Mir Sinaim says. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away a person's das and tells him, go do. The tachlis of it is not just to increase the schar and to make, because if it's more difficult and it's harder, a person can get more schar fit. It goes much further than that. So long as something is in Mahalchei Das, then it's me. If I understand that this is the right thing to do, then what I'm doing is, I'm doing what I think is right. And I may have hit the nail on the head. If I learn Torah and I think well and I don't have negias, I can determine with Das what's right. So what I'm doing is, I'm living in my own world. The Midah of Yira, the Rambam says, the Rambam we always see, when he describes Av and Yira, the Rambam speaks specifically, when he defines Yira, he defines the following way. Av is when a person looks around and he sees a world of extraordinary wisdom and chachma, and he has a tremendous tshuka to be part of it. He wants to touch base with this awesome chachma that encompasses the entire world. And the Rambam says, as he's thinking these thoughts, he all of a sudden becomes seized by some fright. He's overwhelmed. And he says, Mi anoichi beryesh feila vafeila kal das oimed bifnei tmim deirs. And yes, some more lashonis. But the contrast that sticks out is the kal das versus the tmim deirs. Yira is where a person's sense of das becomes overwhelmed. In as much as I perceive myself as a being, it's the das of mine. I know that my body is limited. I know that my maisim are flimsy. But my das is a real das. There's a real das in a person. When a person dehears HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, his das disappears. Yira is the situation of standing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shadow, and b'meila, my das doesn't evaporates. I don't dehear my das as das anymore, and I only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's das. So the difference between the core difference between Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael is not in personal tzidkis. In personal tzidkis, the anybody in the world who is a tzaddik is gets Olam Haba kefi ma'isav. This Chassid Umas Ha'olam, there's the Eov, if he was me Umas Ha'olam, was a big tzaddik, it was Tam v'Yosha. All of those properties Umas Ha'olam have, can have, and if they do what's right, it's right, and if not, it's not. The tchuna that they don't have is when the das disappears, can there be Seimech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? There's a very famous Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokai del Elokaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of gods. In other words, the deher of Umasoilam at best is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power behind everything in the world. But the sense of it personally is batlus, that there's a world beyond our world. That's only shayach to us. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Lam Haba means we have a sense of a world beyond us. Umasoilam now don't. They'll get schar. The problem is not schar versus if they get schar, don't get schar. The shayla is, do they have shaykhs to a world that's beyond the world that's here? That's and even if you imagine and think that if you die you're going to get tremendous Gan Eden, but if Gan Eden is just an Olam Hazadik, a vision of sorts, a tuned up vision of Olam Hazadik, it's still not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that's beyond. For Lakim Nisas Avram, so Avram went through a 10 Nisyonis. The common denominator of all those Nisyonis were that they were counterintuitive. It didn't make any sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram, come to Eretz Yisrael, this is where I'm going to make you great and big. He comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he gets tossed around and has to leave. It doesn't make sense. There's an Nisyon there in the fact that it just does. Manafshach, do you want me? Don't you want me? Every part, you gave me a child, and I'm supposed to send the child away by Yishmael. All of the inyanim that a person is given a tzivui that he can no longer anchor it in das, that's called nisayon in a big way. The asar nisayonis of Avram, we always say all the asaras are connected. All the sfarim say that. The asar mamarim, asar nisayonis means that every single mimer of mitzias was tested, and every single plank of reality that we have, Avram Avinu was tested on it. That, no, it just doesn't seem to make sense. Those are the sayings of Avram Avinu. There's a famous Brisker Rav. He says, over from his father, Rav Chaim, that when Avram Avinu actually says, yesterday I was told that Yitzchak Yikar Chazara. Hayoim, you tell me Halel Oila. You know, I could have answered that to you. The different Chazal. Some Chazal say, I could have answered it to you. Chazal in Rosh Hashanah say that Avram comes with a Taina Kodesh Baruch Hu. I could have come to you with a question and say, it doesn't make any sense. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, you know, now we know the answer. That's what the Chazal that Rashi brings says. So Reb Chaim asks, well, why didn't it say earlier? I mean, why does it say it now, not Yadati? So Reb Chaim says, because so long as it was a stira in two psukim, it doesn't have a mahalach and sichlius, and it's wrong to try to go with sichlius. A kasha that does not have a teretz, there's no makom for Adam to use a seichel there. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a third pasuk, so it became one of the midas HaTorah nedreshes behem, that at that point it re-entered Mahal Chidas again. So let's understand let's go back to the shayas we raised. The Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu was a Nisoyin where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka took away his das, meaning he gave him a tzivui that's not shayach to the oilam of das. It just doesn't make any sense. By your words, it doesn't make sense. You've told me a whole life that people shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah because they're makiv the kids to the Moloch. And now you want me to bring him up there? You told me, don't worry, your hemshech will be through Yitzchak. And now you tell me to be makiv Yitzchak? It stops at this point. That was the Nisoyin of Avram. Chazal compare it to Iyov because that was the same Nisoyin of Iyov. Iyov, the Satan said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, can you find somebody as a tzaddik and a yosher and a tam like Iyov? And the Satan says, let me play around with it. So when his friends came, the Nisoyin was a Nisoyin that in Seichel Adam, in Das Adam, it made no sense. It was wrong. So when his chaverim came along and they said, no, you really deserve the einish because you must have done some chet somewhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at them and said, you're wrong. Chas v'shalom. Iyov wasn't chayte. Because that's taking it back. So basically you're putting it back again into Mahalchei Seichel. That wasn't the parish of Iyov, which is one of the pillars of Das, is not that there is an Aveira and we can reattach it again to Mahalchei Das. It's fakert. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Iyov and he said, where were you when the world was created and this and that. There are things that go beyond Das and you have to inherit it that way. From the point onwards of Rion Nisoyan, you were dealing in a world without Das, and that's where he failed. So on the personal level of Tzidkis, Chazal point out, there were certain milas of Iyov of Avram. That wasn't the difference. Avram's difference was that somewhere he had a kesher deeper than Seichel led. Let's explain it with one more knay, just to explain what we mean by it. Certainly, if a person believes or trusts or has a kesher without Seichel, a person builds a kesher of a person without Seichel, stam, that's not positive. That's when you say, just trust me or believe me. On what? Based on what? But when a person builds a kesher on Seichel, to leave it at the level of Seichel is not a kesher with the other person. If I know that this person, if this person promises to do X, Y, Z, so if I know there's a penalty in place if he doesn't do it, and it's worth his time to do it, there's no trust in that. It just Seichel says, for $100 of effort, he's going to get $1,000 of profit. He's surely going to do it. Trust means where things, Seichel doesn't dictate that he has to do it, and because of what Seichel has shown me till now, I'm willing to take the leap of faith and go beyond that point. That's where Emuna comes in. So the Nisoyan was a Nisoyan to move Avram past the boundaries of Seichel and Das into the beyond. Avram was Matzliach and Iyov wasn't Matzliach. And his chaverim were wrong. The problem wasn't because Seichel said that he should have gotten this Einish. The problem was that beyond Seichel there's a big world, and that world they had no entrance to. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Atu Yadati, that the tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to take things that are beyond Seichel and move them into the world of Metzius. If we're Kalalis on this world, if they're strong in their Emunah, then they move Emuna into the world of Metzius. If I say, is it possible for a person to give everything of theirs for someone else, we say, no, it's impossible. If I see mothers doing it, it doesn't make any sense, but I say, you know, there is a Metzius beyond what makes sense. If I see Klal Yisrael doing things that are beyond Seichel, then that becomes part of the world. Atu Yadati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these inyanim into the world of Yediyas. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I have a pischen peh to Umas Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kesher to Klal Yisrael goes beyond the Metzias of Din. Yisa Hashem Panev Elecha V'chiyis Masu Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Klal Yisrael beyond their deserve, whether it's because of Averis or Stam. And the answer to that is, now I have a Pischen Peh. You are Megala that there's a world of Kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael that goes past the Gedarim of Das. It's a two-way street. Our Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes past Das, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kesher to Das goes past Mishpat. That's what it means. Ati Yadati. Behar lekim yiroya, yira yiroya. The goyin means as follows. Avram Avinu showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. In other words, the Goyen says that there's Ashkocha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things. The Bihar Hashem Yireh, Avraham Avinu was Megalad beyond Seichel. In other words, all we know is there's a Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. There is not a way to understand it. But all I know is it's Bashkocha. Eov wasn't expected to understand what's happening. He was supposed to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu didn't understand what's happening. He trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All he could say was V'har Hashem Yireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told me to go there, and this is what I'm supposed to do. Moshe Rabbeinu was B'har Hashem Yireh. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became apparent to us. V'yechzel Lekim, when you take something from the beyond and you make it part of the Metzias, then it becomes now possible to the Herod to understand it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaval al da'ovdav le'mishtakhin, Avraham Avinu, I told him I'm giving Eretz Canaan, and he had to buy a cave for his wife, and he didn't protest. And you already protested. The Teretz is, it was two separate deiris. The deir of Avis was the deir of Amuna. The deir of Moshe was Das, the deir Deir was called. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Noisus of Teira, Avraham Avinu was the Maimon. So Avraham Avinu's Emunah became Yediyah to his children. For him it was Hashem Yireh, Aseh Loila. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's an act of Ashkacha that I don't understand. And for the children it became a Bahar Hashem Yireh, they were able to inherit. That was the consciousness of Avraham and Moshe. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said of the Chaval al da'ovdin, that's gone already. You're smarter, you understand it, you deherit, great. But the ability to relate to something beyond what you understand, that Darag of Yira is Shaykh to Avis and not Shaykh to you. Bekolius, we think of Nisyanos as day-to-day problems. And problems are problems, and hardships are hardships. I guess we call it a Nisyon as a borrowed term, but that is not real nisyonos. That's from Tzair Agar. The person knows, when you know what you're supposed to do, and it's just a question of doing it, that is a hardship. That takes work and effort and willpower, but that's it. The real nisyonos in the big scale is those moments when everything seems to be blocked off, when every place you step is a problem. Where Seichel no longer has, you look around and you say, so what should I do? I don't have a way to go. Those are the big nisyonos in life, when a person, when the mountains are insurmountable on all sides. That's the nisyonos in life. And that's the mekaymus of emunah. Not an emunah that's based on nothing. Seichel is certainly our main aspect of Avodas Hashem is sichlius. We learn, we think, we ask. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not boxed into our seichel. Our seichel is like the training. Imagine a soldier training to fight in heavy battle. So they'll explain to him every single thing. The reason why you have to fall this way as soon as you hear a bang is because the bullet's going to fly this way. The reason why you have to crawl is because of this. The reason, the person going to hear it and das, and I'll understand it. When it comes time, but the purpose of it is not that on the battlefield is going to be a lecture with a slide and explaining what he should do now and how he should do now. The tachlis is that the person should follow, because there's a basis of das, he should follow past the das. The year of a person is when a person says, you know, I don't understand, but I know it's the right thing, and this is what I'm supposed to do. That's yira, where a person's mevatel his own seichel because he recognizes there's a tamim deis over there. The schar of it, or the tachlis of it, is when we speak about bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, we're not talking about something abstract. We're talking about this inyan. when a person is meisa nefesh for something, a lot of people who are meisa nefesh for things that seemed just didn't make sense beforehand, when they pass the hump, when they look back, it fits into place. It made sense. It made sense in their lives. The whole thing made sense in hindsight. The Avodas Adam in its sharpest place of expression is the Hashem Yiret Hashem Yiroyah. If a person does things because he's following on Amunah, because this is where I'm supposed to be and this is where I'm supposed to go to, even if it seems insurmountable or difficult or whatever, then that becomes Hashem Yiroyah. The Akedah lifted Klaus above the Umas Olam never go past their initial Havana, so they're trapped in their Havana, their Metzias is limited, and they never can reach really out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can try to pull HaKadosh Baruch Hu to their world, and so on. Klal Yisrael saw that there's a beyond to Seichel and to Das, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's where Yiras Hashem is, and that's where Avram with his Nisayon reached, and the schar of that, the hemshach of that, the tachlis of that, is that for Doris it became Hashem Yiroyah. That in the same place where Avram was blinded, where he couldn't see anything, and he just followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, that's the makom where Klal Yisrael would be Liris Yiroyah.